what we're doing is just the right thing. We're giving the voice to the victims. We're giving the voice to the voiceless. And there is no day as great as today, because it's a day where the UN is doing exactly what it is meant for. And of course, it's a sad day. It's a sad day because I got to know and to see with my own eyes the depth of the problem. And I have to say that there is not going to be a quick fix on this matter. The other thing I want to say is that, and I'm afraid to say this, that we may just be seeing the tip of the iceberg. You must always remember that most of the areas that are really exposed to these crimes are areas where troops from earlier operations were rehearsed into MINUSCA. So we're talking about troops whose level of training, of, you know, the mindset, the whole background is totally far from understanding what it takes to be, you know, and to work in the UN.
And tell me, sir, in Bambari, what did you do?
Well, we did many things. Of course, as is the practice, we got a briefing from our people on the ground, our military, our security, but also our humanitarian colleagues. And from there, we went on to talk to first our troops, and we took the opportunity to sensitize our troops on the major problem we are facing, what the SU Sorati call a cancer. But the most difficult moment for me was the meeting I had with the families of the victims. And I have no words to really express my pain. In the local culture, men don't discuss these things. But they felt compelled to tell me the story of that poor woman who got gang raped as she was coming from fetching water and wood. That lady's life has been destroyed. The other thing that I learned also from the meeting with another group of community leaders, that underage kids, after having been raped and abused because they had to sell themselves for a living, they now have to go through the stigma of being expelled from families because nobody else is considering them as valuable. And this is, for me, the one thing that really hurt me and continues to do so. And therefore, I did two things with these community leaders. First, I begged them to help us, to help them. That is to say, for now onward, we want to be the UN that gives a voice to the voiceless. And this is not only a slogan, but we want to be the UN that breaks the silence and the time where troops would wrap themselves, you know, with the national flag and hope to walk away with murder. This time, I told them, is over.
Thank you so much for giving us all this information. I wonder if you could just remind our listeners what steps MINUSCA and the United Nations is taking to address sexual exploitation and abuse by peacekeepers.
Well, we're giving life to the SG's policy of zero tolerance. This is becoming the reality. We cannot live, we cannot rest until we have succeeded in getting, you know, rid of any offender in our midst. There will be no place for them to hide. So, in concrete terms, in addition to ensuring that we can use the power that we have, that is to take administrative decisions to expel those who may be engaging in these activities, but we will not only expel, we will follow up. We will work more closely with countries to ensure that, you know, a crime committed abroad is a crime committed at home. Because this is about, you know, underage kids, and any kind of these acts are simply not acceptable.